Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Pro Wrestling Interviews live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This is Dr. John Staney. So glad to have everybody here. We're going to have a great, great show tonight. We also want to welcome all of the listeners from WLSC AM and FM, Myrtle Beach, Loras. We're glad to have you here with us at our new time, 8 p.m. on Sunday. So we're glad to have you here.
Saturday.
We got a jam-packed show, and I am going to turn everything over to the one and only, the greatest wrestler in Ravenel, South Carolina.
Oh, wait a minute.
And many other locations, of course. The amazing Velvet. Velvet, how are you doing tonight?
I'm trying to put the fire out that was there was some smoke being blown. Okay, all right. I'm doing good. How's everybody tonight? sorry, man. I thought I was getting a little hot there on the bum there, you know. well, we're doing good. We got a great show for you tonight. We have a member of the Moretti Agency with Chaz Moretti. We have Pitbull Joey Chi-Chi with us tonight. And before we introduce them, let's go around the room. We have the professor of wrestling, Steve Logan. How are you?
Doing great. Glad I could be on.
Yeah, man. Glad you're here. We have the man, the myth, the legend, the man with the deepest voice in professional wrestling, Sinister. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's good. And now, without any further ado, Chaz Moretti and the Moretti Agency. I understand,
yes, sir,
that we have maybe some conflict coming up with you and Mr. Pitbull. And explain to us what is going on, and then I will ask Mr. Joey Chi-Chi some questions and get his side of the story. Because you know what? Sometimes the lines are blurred. So help me out here.
Well, as you know, Velvet, I have probably the deepest pockets in all of professional wrestling, and I spare no expense at gathering and garnering talent from all over the world. And for many, many years, this gentleman I'm about to introduce was staring across the ring at members of the Moretti Agency and getting very frustrated that he couldn't quite, get the drop on us. But now he's seen the light. And he has signed a contract with me, and he has just been awarded by the Federation of Italian American Social Clubs and the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame. He has just been awarded the title of Italian American Heritage Champion. And so without further ado, I would like to introduce you to the man that they call the Pit Bull, the one and only Joey Chi-Chi. Joey, how are you tonight?
How you doing?
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Doing as well as a rich man can do in the middle of a rainstorm. How about you?
I'm doing good. Not going to lie.
Boy. You know what, Joey? I'm going to do something that's out of the ordinary for me. I'm going to take a step back into the shadows, so to speak, and I'm going to let you have the spotlight. So the spotlight is all yours.
All
gentlemen,
right.
Have at it.
All right. So, Mr. Pitbull, I understand that was a great honor for you to become the Italian-American Heritage Champion. So what does the future at this point hold for the new Heritage Champion?
Well, I like to think of myself as a fighting champion, so I'll be defending it wherever and whenever. And so that's pretty much what I'm doing in a couple weeks down in Tennessee, and it's a great honor. It's coming from an Italian family. My great uncle, he was Italian American Sports Hall of Fame Man of the Year several years in a row. So it hits me right in the heart. It gives me a sense of pride that there's that connection there.
Absolutely. So, in being a Midwest guy, primarily, you're coming to the South. Are there any anything that you is going to bother you? You think something's going to worry you, or are you just going to carry on business as usual when you head south?
I'm just going to carry on as usual as I go down south. I mean, I have nothing against the south. I've been down there several times, visiting, and also, through my military service, I was stationed down south a bunch. So,
okay.
I mean, nothing but love for the south, but, as far as being scared or nervous, that's not even coming into play, because I know what
okay.
I can do, and I'm
right.
going to do it. I'm going to do my
right,
thing.
Right. So what are the biggest, I would say, hurdles as an Italian-American and now the Heritage Champion? What do you think some of the biggest hurdles are for you that happened prior to this honor, and what do you think may happen after? Because I'm telling you, you got something that's great, okay, that they bestowed upon you. It's a lot of honor. It also carries a lot of weight for somebody to honor you that well and give you a championship. Now you want to defend it, and you want to defend it everywhere. That, to
That's
me, is a tall order.
Well, you know what? You got to swing for the fences.
Okay,
is never by aiming low. The problem with, you may – and when you aim high, you may not always hit, but the problem with aiming low is you'll always hit. And there's
there
no
you
good
go. All right.
Low.
See, understandable, being that you are now with Chaz Moretti, that's good. I see that he's teaching you very well.
If I might interject for a second here, Velvet.
Sure.
Well, I'm going to interject anyway, whether you like it or not, but. You got to understand something about Joey Chichi. Joey Chichi's not a rookie. Joey, you've been around for what, about 20 years now?
21 years.
21 years taking on the best that the Midwest wrestling scene has thrown at you. You're probably the most powerful wrestler I've had in my organization in many, many years. You fear nobody. You basically can – you've got a low center of gravity. You basically can outmaneuver and outmuscle anybody that's in front of you. So what I would like to do is let's have the people understand what some of the highlights of your storied 21-year career are. I mean, the Hall of Fame and the Federation of Italian American Social Clubs didn't just give you this championship because, they had nothing better to do with a belt that they just made. But – it's based on your history and your career and everything you accomplished. So why don't we spend a couple of minutes letting the people know what you've done getting to this point in your career.
Well, through CCW, Classic Championship Wrestling, and POW Entertainment, I am a multiple-time world champion or heavyweight champion. I am a regional champion. I am a multiple-time TV champion, multiple-time tag champion with, with Jimmy Blaze most of the time as my partner. We had a tag team called Out of Control. We were multiple tag champs. And then my boy Terry Allen, also part of Out of Control. He and I were multiple-time tag champs. I was able to capture the tag belts with Justin James when we were a tag team, Picture Perfect. I was able to capture the tag belts with my nephew, Joey Arreola, who just recently has been signed to a developmental contract with WWE NXT. I think I have 7 or 8 tag team championships with CCW, POW Entertainment, Barricade Wrestling. I was a tag champ. But like I said, anywhere, any goal that I've set, I've achieved within those promotions. So has it always been easy? Absolutely not. Has it been hard work? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, you know, like I said, you got to swing for the fences.
You know, and as you told me when we signed the contract together, you said, Chaz, you know, I want to be a fighting champion. I want to defend my title all over the country and all over the world, and I'll take on anybody. So I think it's fair that we should announce your next match. Yes, you are going down to Ripley, Tennessee on July the 23rd to not only defend your Heritage Championship, but also to challenge for the Pro Wrestling Mid-South Unified title, currently held by a former three-time NWA National Heavyweight Champion, and I'm talking about the Golden Boy, Greg Anthony. And unless you've been living under a rock for the last 10 years, Greg Anthony's been a household name in professional wrestling. And, you know, but he's primed for a fall. See, he's used to defending his title against hand-picked opponents and, yeah, in my opinion, stiffs. He hasn't seen anybody like you yet. So we're going to come down there. We're going to take his title. We're going to get back in my limousine. We're going to get back to Chicago as fast as we can because the only thing I like about Ripley is the fact that we're going to be staying in Memphis. Sounds good?
Sounds good to me.
Hey, Velda, this is Dr. John. We've got another guest on the line from area code 843-270. I bet you know who that is.
Hello.
I know exactly who it is.
Oh, Lord.
The one and only. The one and only. That's right.
This is one right here.
All right. So now that we got a promoter on the show, I think it's time it's time to end that. No, I'm just kidding. Adam Helms is on the line. What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. I heard about this great new talent that you were telling me about.
He's
so I wanted
new.
To call in and listen. Well, no.
Yeah,
new to me. New to me.
Yeah, new to you. New to you. I got you.
New to
so,
me. But if he associates right. with Chaz, he's got to be a great talent. So I can't wait to hear about him.
You're
absolutely right.
So
you're a little late to the dance there, Adam, but we're glad to have you.
You are a little late. So Joey.
Yes.
How did you get started in the professional wrestling business? How did that come about? I think a lot of people would like to know where you came from, how you got there, because we already know a little bit about you and your great accomplishments in wrestling, but how did you get started?
Actually, you know, I grew up as a fan of pro wrestling. I was an amateur wrestler my whole life, but I grew up the only one in my household that would watch, you know, on Saturdays you could, you know, if you had cable, you could go from channel to channel, you know, you could get AWA, you could get Mid-South, you could get NWA, and so I would monopolize the TV on Saturday, you know, just watching it, much to my family's chagrin, because they weren't into it like I was. But, you know, it was always something that I just loved. I loved, you know, I came from a family with a background in performing, but also very into athletics. And so, you know, it's a business that embodies both, you know. So it's like it was a perfect storm, but I didn't know much how to get into it. And, you know, when you're a kid, you're watching it. You're watching the greats, right? And it seems so far out of reach. So I had gone into the Air Force, active duty Air Force, and right around that time was when the Monday Night Wars started, you know. And
right.
My buddies and I would sit there and, you know, flip between stations until we got smart and got two TVs. And watched it Monday night, you know, a bunch of goons, you know. We're sitting there, we turn into
right.
Every commercial break, we'd start beating the hell out of each other. And they were sitting there saying, you know, you're pretty good at this. You should try it. And in my head, it was so far out of, I'm like, I wouldn't even know where to go. I wouldn't even know where to go. So, you know, fast forward a little bit, I got out of active duty, and I was managing a health club, and I was wearing a DX T-shirt. And the guy was working out at the club. He came up to me. He's like, yeah, you're a pretty big guy. I'm like, well, thanks. He's like, so are you into wrestling? I'm looking down at the shirt. I'm like, what would give you that impression? You know, I'm like, of course I'm into wrestling. He goes, well, I wrestle for UCPW. He's like, I wrestle under the gimmick Zebra Kid. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. He's like, you know, if you're truly interested, I'll get you a tryout. And so I'm like, okay, whatever, fine. You know, I gave him my number, not thinking anything was going to come of it. But anybody who knows Zebra Kid, he, heck of a, I mean, just a stand-up. He was a stand-up guy. You know, God rest his soul. He passed away last year. But he contacted me. He said, I got you a tryout. Gave me the time and date. I went and tried out. They signed me right there. And that was the beginning of my journey. And started training. Some personal issues happened. We found out my mom
happened.
Yeah. Right. And so I had to take a step back. And I pretty much, when that had happened, I kind of put it on the back burner because, you know, family first, right? So
absolutely.
About a year, 2 years later, I had, through a mutual friend, met one of the owners from CCW, and he had heard what had gone on. And he's like, you know, myself and my partner, we're starting a promotion. We really would like to sign you. And it took about 6 months of him talking because when I took a step back from training with WCPW, it didn't go down super. It left a really bad taste in my mouth.
Right.
Because, like, you know, there's this going on in my family, and I need to be there for my family. And, you know, people, the powers that be there, weren't too receptive to it. So, you know, it took about 6 months to talk me in to signing. I signed, and I've been actively wrestling ever since. And the ironic thing is, one of the owners of CCW, and now the owner of POW, who eventually became my tag partner, Jimmy Blaze, Zebra Kid had a huge influence on him starting his wrestling career.
Career, right?
So it's funny how things just kind of fell into place. So it's, you know, that's
well, yeah.
How it started.
Cool. Well, yeah, I mean, life happens, things happen. You know, like I tell people, there's good promotions, there's good promoters, bad promoters. You're going to run across all of that, plethora of everything in this business. So, you know, maybe the first go-round was not meant to be, and, of course, you had to take care of family because family does come first. And so now you've moved on and you re-signed with somebody else and your career kick-started. Now,
yeah.
I don't know that Zebra Kid per se, but I do know the one that I met in 1988 or 89 in Augusta, Georgia. There was one in Augusta, Georgia as well. It was a Zebra Kid, and I signed him when I started running shows a couple of years later.
Wow.
And he could pull off the Regal. He looked like Regal. And he could pull the facial expressions like Regal. And we used to pick on him because he did. After a while, he didn't know he was doing it, like when he was working. And he would laugh and go, "Dude, don't do that again. You're killing us. We can't keep a straight face." But, yeah, he was a clown. He was an okay worker. But his charisma was something to really embody. But that's here nor there. So you now fast forward to doing all of that. What are some of the, I don't want to say biggest names, but what were some of the best times you had or the best people you worked with or against? You know, give us a little bit of insight on who you've worked, so, you know, throughout your career.
Well, I've worked Lanny Poffo. I had nothing but the utmost respect for him. Leaping Lanny Poffo, the genius.
Yep.
I had the privilege of working Gypsy Joe.
Oh, awesome.
Rest in peace.
Nice.
Yep.
You know what?
Absolutely.
That guy, talk about, you know, I not to toot my own horn, I'm a pretty tough SOB, but that man, he, at the age of 70, was still one of the toughest human beings that I'd ever encountered.
Absolutely.
And, getting smacked around by a 2x4 with him on the other end of it. It was not a good time.
Yeah, crowbar there. Oh yeah, he Gypsy Joe, guys like him, Johnny Rods, you know, all of those guys. Those were some tough guys. But you know what? You also learned something. I learned from that experience that longevity. Those guys had longevity because they were tough, because they knew what it took to be in the business for a very long time. You know,
exactly. They were legit tough men.
Yeah, because like today, if you look at some of this stuff going on today, I can tell you right now, firsthand, some of these guys aren't going to last 10 years.
Right.
Their body's
going to
be broken.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, you know, it kind of a newer guy. He's been around for, I was listening to an interview with The Miz, and
right.
Yeah, you know, he was talking about some of these guys. He's like, you know, you guys want to talk about me being being chicken or too careful in the ring. He's like, I'm here every night, night after night, working every night. I haven't had any of these major injuries because of taking these unnecessary risks. And I see a lot of these really young guys taking the unnecessary risk. You know what? In the military, we have a almost a credo we stand by. Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm going to tell you guys a little story about first impressions. About 10 years ago, I was managing a younger wrestler at Powell Entertainment, and, you know, Joey Chichi's name came on the opponent sheet for us one night. And so I made sure I told this young lad, I said, look, whatever you do, the guy's a fire plug. He's heavy on the power. Stay away from his power. Make sure we wear him out, and then he's all ours. Well, you know, better said than done. We get in the ring, and all of a sudden the stupid gene in the kid's head goes off, and he goes, wait a minute. I'm bigger than he is. I said, don't start. Don't even start. He goes, you know what? I'm going to just bum rush him. I can take him. I said, oh, nice knowing you. And I think it lasted about 4 minutes. 4 minutes,
yeah,
two power
funny.
Slams, and it was all over. Needless to say, he's no longer in the business taking too many unnecessary risks. But, yeah, that was the first impression of Joey that I got. I'm looking at it going, yeah, he's going to be a problem. And
exactly.
over the course of the years, you know, I kept trying to put the bug in his ear. He should be signing with me, and he didn't want to listen. He goes, no, I can go down this road, and I'll get there, bro. Okay. But now he's seen the light. It only took him, 10 years, Joe? But you've seen the light, and now we're going to do phenomenal things all across this nation of ours.
Absolutely.
Good. That's awesome. And hopefully we can get you to come down further south and come get in a Battleground Championship ring down in South Carolina, and we'll really see what you're made of. How's that?
Well, you know, Velvet, little-known fact that I know you like to talk about in October about your heritage, but I'm going to give you a little quote in Italian. As far as getting Joey down in the Carolinas for Battleground, ma pasta salda zuna buon. As long as the money's right, we'll go anywhere.
I got you, boss.
And the money is always good.
Ooh, baby. And it's always green.
Absolutely.
Green. Yeah, I heard Sinister giggling. I heard Sinister giggling. I know Sinister's wheels are churning.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Sinister?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. Let me tell you a little unknown fact about Mr. Sinister. He may play Mr. Nice Guy on here, but not in the ring. I can tell you that for a fact, and Velvet knows firsthand how rough this guy is. So... And that was many moons ago, and he's still the same guy. It's probably like you, Joey. You're still the same guy after all these years, because why fix what's not broken?
Absolutely.
So,
and you know what? I tell a lot of people this. It's like, you know, when you're not in the ring or on the mats, you know, you could be the sweetest guy in the world, but there's something that happens when you step on that mat or in that ring.
Exactly.
That a-hole switch has to be turned on right away. Because guess what? We're not in the ring, we're not on the mat to make friends. We're there to win. We're there to win championships. We're there, yes, to entertain the crowd. But we're not there to play Mr. Nice Guy.
That's right.
I agree. We make more money when we win than when we lose. No one buys merchandise from the guy who got his shoulders pinned to the mat. That's just plain and simple. Business 101.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's funny because people ask, you know, especially a lot of the younger guys ask, they're like, what is it about winning? It's like, it's not so much about winning. I love winning, but I hate losing even more.
Exactly.
That feeling you get is just, it's tough to shake sometimes.
Yep, especially if you get okey-doked and, and you're like, oh, that's not good. That one's going to hurt, sting for, that one's going to sting for a minute.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, it sounds like you've done a lot. You've accomplished a lot. You're still full steam ahead. So you're full steam ahead. Do you see anything that you're not willing to do, or do you see now that you're with Chaz that the foot is even harder on the gas and that's it? Y'all are just gonna recap it over the United States?
Definitely. The foot is on the gas because, let's face it, I have more days behind me than in front of me. And so you want to end, and I'm not going to end anytime soon, but you want to end on a high
note.
Yep.
Right.
And playing it safe and just ramping it up. I don't know any other way than to go balls out, all out, you know?
Right.
And
exactly.
You know, and I don't like to say the word fans because I call them supporters because, let's face it, these people support us doing what we love to do. They deserve better than people phoning it in. And too many people phone it in, you know, whether
absolutely.
It's on the internet or even in some of the major promotions.
Promotions,
you can
right.
tell when their heart's not in it, you know. It's like, it's all heart, man. It has to be all heart. Because if you're just phoning it in, why are you wasting everybody else's time?
Correct.
You're taking up a spot
if you're
someone else that really wants it could have.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's a waste of time, money, and effort.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Why hang on to something of that that's eventually going to be a cancer in the long run?
Right.
So,
and,
yeah.
And you know what, though? But that's why Joey signed with me. I mean, let's be honest about it here. I don't have to toot my own horn, but why not? When you sign with an agent, with a manager of my caliber, you automatically elevate your standing in this great sport that we love. You're not going to come in and have to work, you know, the second or third match and go through the lower end of the roster to get to a title shot. You get a title shot immediately. You get main event money immediately. You get the notoriety that comes with being a member of the Moretti Agency immediately. That's what I bring to the table. That's what Bobby Davis brought to the table with Buddy Rogers. Buddy Rogers doesn't get a shot at the NWA World Championship, and he sure as hell doesn't win that title without Bobby Davis. Same reason. The Italian-American Federation of Clubs and the Sports Hall of Fame had called me and said, Chaz, you know, we're trying to find someone that we can be proud of and someone that we can make sure is going to defend our title to the best of his ability. And I said, boys, stop. I got the perfect guy for you. Take a look at his resume, and I guarantee you in 5 minutes you're going to award him your title. And that's exactly what happened. So now the question is, well, you guys didn't win it in the ring. We didn't have to. We won it in the ring. Joey won it in the ring over 18 years ago, okay? And has been defending with that pride and with that honor for the last 21 years. Now what we do is we show the world that we have that title. We're not about to give it up anytime soon. Greg Anthony is, bar none, one of the top 10 professional wrestlers. Notice I'm not saying one of the top 10 sports entertainers because I have no use for sports entertainment. He is one of the top 10 professional wrestlers, and we are going to walk into his backyard. We are going to give him the match of his life, and we're going to take his title. It's that simple. And that's why these young kids don't understand it. They go, well, they don't understand climbing the ranks. They don't understand paying their dues, and they sure as hell don't understand the value of a manager. But with that all being said, again, I'm going to take a step back and let you guys continue the interview.
All right, so
let me say one thing about Chad. You know, yeah, we for years have been on other sides of the opposite sides of the ring as each other. But one thing that kind of made it an easy decision to sign with him was knowing his passion for the business. His passion for the business matches my passion for the business. And, you know, when you have that, you know, you don't find that every day. You know what I mean? And it's the foundation for something great.
Absolutely. And now Steve Logan has a couple of questions for Joey Chi-Chi. Go ahead, Steve. What you got?
Yeah, Velvet said, tearing up the U.S. Have you worked outside the U.S. in your career thus far and plan on working outside the States when the pandemic regulations kind of ease up?
I have not worked outside the U.S., but I am planning on it. As soon as these restrictions are lifted. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, I'm a fighting, I want to be a fighting champion, and whatever promoters, whichever promoters, you know, outside the U.S. want to bring me in, and I am all about it. All about defending my title.
Well,
wherever.
Not to let the cat out of the bag, but I'll let you know what's going on a little bit, Steve. We're in negotiations right now with promoters in Toronto, Canada, in Montreal,
nice.
And we're also in talks with promoters in Italy to bring Joey overseas. And the match that we want is we want to feature Joey in Rome. You know, every warrior, every gladiator has always longed to fight in Rome. And so, again, we're at the mercy of the restrictions and the politicians, but these are
mm-hmm.
three definite areas that we're looking at to make a name for ourselves.
Sounds good. I got to ask, do you get any work in Indiana? Because I know you were based in Illinois, Chicago area. I've seen some wrestling in Valparaiso. I didn't know if you worked in Indiana.
I haven't worked in Indiana yet. I've talked with some promoters, but now that Chaz and I are working together, I'm under his management. We're gonna get the ink on the paper, so to speak.
Yeah, the money's got to be right though, because I mean, to go to Indiana is like going to New Jersey. You got to wear a hazmat suit on the way in and out.
That's so funny.
See, that's one thing I love about Chaz is what I'm thinking, he has no problem saying.
Exactly.
Oh, I have zero filter on my mouth. That's been long established.
We know.
And then, one last question before I give it back to Violet. Did the military service prepare you for wrestling? Or I read that also that you have a political science background education. Did that also prepare you for wrestling? Because Jesse Ventura, publicly, spoke about wrestling preparing him for politics. So can you comment on the military service and your political science background?
Well, definitely political science background because, let's face it, you have to deal with politics when you're in the wrestling industry. You can't get away from it. But with the military, military prepares you for every facet of life, just like amateur wrestling prepared me for every facet of life. There's a lot of different personalities that you have to interact with, and you have to work as more times than not as a team, and that's one thing in the military. Hey, this person might not be your favorite person, but when you're in a leadership type of role, because let's face it, that's what essentially the military is trying to train everybody to be, is a leader. You got to learn how to work with different people. And it's as far as adversity prepares you how to handle adversity, and which, as we all know, there's a lot of adversity. There can be a lot of adversity in the wrestling industry as well. And so, and also, and the military has also prepared me, has instilled in me that anything's possible. It's, sometimes people get overwhelmed. And, you got to look at things in a way that, if you're going to allow yourself to be overwhelmed, you will be overwhelmed. And at that point, you might as well hang it up. And so there's a lot of lessons that translate both from the poli-sci background and the military.
Cool.
Hopefully I answered your question. I don't know. Halfway through, I'm like, am I talking in a circle?
No, you're good. Actually, it was good. So in the words of another fellow Italian, you just BS to BS, okay? We good. forget about it, you're full of it.
Wait a minute, how many towns do you know, Velvet?
Well, you know, you.
No, well, it makes sense then.
Hey, first of all, if I tell you my real name, then they're going to move me again. I'm going to have to move again. I don't want to move again.
I already know your real name. I already know why you're in the program. It's okay. Real quick, though, you know why there's so many Italians in New York?
Oh, boy. Why?
They were too poor to come to Chicago.
Oh.
No!
Wow. I love it. So, I got a question. I got a good question since Steve brought up Indiana. Maybe one of y'all can answer this. What about, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe the Dakotas? You know, think about any of that. Are there any decent promotions in or out of those states?
Oh, yeah. We're always in negotiations. Go ahead,
Joey. I've wrestled in Wisconsin. And there are good promotions. Eric Freedom runs a really good promotion up in Michigan. In Wisconsin, like I said, there's some good promotions in Wisconsin. Promotions that I won't go to is in Wisconsin as
well.
I'm not going to throw mud on anybody's name.
No.
I'm sure y'all have experience this as well, you know, and this is saying a lot because, again, I'm a military guy, right?
Right.
In pro wrestling, I've met some of the greatest people I've known, but there's a flip side, I've also met some of the biggest creeps that I've ever known.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute, hold it, stop. Wait, back up a second. I thought we handled all those issues years ago. Really? You're still holding on, huh?
Not holding on.
I just want to make sure. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people around. I want to make sure that we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. I kicked you in the armpit more than once, but I apologized.
That's all part of the wrestling business, okay? You know, what
of course it is.
And this and that. But when I say creeps, I'm talking about as human beings, they're just creeps.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly.
That's in life, Joel. That's in life. Luckily, this panel has none of them. That's why I like coming on these shows.
You know what? I've been nothing but treated with the utmost respect from everybody on this show, and let me go on record as thank you for having me on this show.
Absolutely, you're welcome to come back anytime. You're welcome to come back. You're welcome to be a panelist. You're welcome to listen in anytime. You know, the biggest thing is a show like this is not to put anybody on the ground, bury them, anything like that. We want to get everybody's name out there. Because the biggest thing is I don't want to bury any promotions, good or bad, because we need guys working. We need independent wrestlers working because what's going to happen is, and I've been saying this, the independents are going to get purged again because of two things. Once these guys hit the road, which they are this week, once the big dogs and the TV people start moving around, guess what happens? They're going to cut some people loose, but they're also going to be looking for new talent to replace the ones they're cutting loose. They're cutting the ones loose for a reason, because they're not going to make TV. They're not going to make the dark matches. They're not going to make all that stuff. So guess what?
Exactly.
Put your big boy pants on, your big girl pants on, because guess what? They're going to be looking. So just be ready, because it's going to get – go ahead.
Going along with that, one of the main reasons that I issued a challenge to the powers that be at Pro Wrestling Mid-South was because of the history of that promotion and the fact that they were tied all the way back to Jackie Fargo and the Mid-South, Mid-Southern promotions in Tennessee. And I'm talking long before Jerry Lawler. I'm talking about going back into the 70s. I mean, Jackie Fargo was Greg Anthony's trainer or one of them. So, I mean, there's a lot of respect there, which is why I reached out to them, issued the challenge. We worked out the money and, you know, and we're there. The territories are not dead. The territories are not a system. The territories are a state of mind. So traveling to another champion's quote unquote territory and challenging, you know, that is what's going to keep our sport alive. And that's why I did what I did.
Absolutely.
And, you know, but you got to have a little something to put on the table. I mean, I could have put money on the table. I could have put 25, 50 grand, 100 grand on the table. But you know what? There's no honor in putting up money against someone's title. But there is more honor in putting up your belt against their belt.
Correct.
You know, and my job is to keep Joey booked, to keep him winning, and to keep him making money. He makes money, I make money. And then we go all over the place and we show everybody why Joey the Pitbull Chi-Chi is the Italian-American Heritage Champion, will be that champion for a long time to come, and he's the real deal. I mean, you know, we're not going to be afraid of anybody. You know, as far as we're concerned, this is still 1978 to 1985. This is still a system in which titles need to be defended and or acquired. And we're going to do whatever it takes to put as much gold in my trophy case and as much money in Joey's pockets as humanly possible.
Exactly. That's what it's about.
Absolutely.
Not for the weak, baby. It's not for the weak.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we talk all the time about, you know, the one thing that we all bemoan as part of the business was Vince McMahon's unveiling of the fourth wall of the curtain to avoid paying the athletic commissions in New Jersey and Illinois and other places.
Right.
But, you know, there's no script for our match with Greg Anthony. There's two champions going in there, and one's going to win and one's going to lose. It's one fall to a finish. There's no DQs. There's no BS. Someone's walking out with two belts, and someone's going home empty-handed. But I can guarantee you it's not going to be us.
There you go. He sounds ready to me. He sounds like he's got his, you know, his career's been good. His head's on straight. You know, he's smart. You know, he's done what he's had to do. Now he's with you, and definitely more dangerous than ever now, being that he has you in his corner. So I feel sorry for Pro Wrestling Mid-South. They may have bitten off a little more than they can chew. With y'all coming down there, so I tell you what.
Yeah, well, I mean, I give them a lot of credit for allowing us the opportunity to challenge for the unified title. I mean, that was a very gutsy move on their part, and you know, credit to Greg Anthony. While I don't like the man personally, and I don't have much use for him as a champion, I got to give the guy respect in that he put his belt up. He wasn't afraid.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't very smart because he's going to lose, but he wasn't afraid. There's only one man in this country that kind of gives me the worry a little bit, fear of the quiet. And that man's on the panel tonight. Sinister, utmost respect for you, sir, but don't think I don't have my eye on you. Just letting you know.
Sinister, that sounds like a challenge, man. What do you think?
Hey, the more the better. Hey, wait.
I love it. Listen, you and I go back a long way, and I'm going to tell you right now, you have not changed since the day I met you. It sounds like Joey's the same way. Hey, I tell you what, I'm sure you guys are going to come out victorious. I can feel that. I think Joey Chi-Chi's gonna walk out of Tennessee holding two titles. Sinister, if that man walks out, whether he walks out or limps out, I say we book that. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and book it.
Oh, that man said, Chaz, you heard that right there. That man said, go ahead and book it.
See, that's what I respect. That's why for lack of a better term, the old school mentality of our great sport is never going to die as long as there are people involved like yourself, myself, Joey Chichi, Sinister, fighting champions, warriors, gladiators that are willing to put mutual respect and good feelings aside for the sake of going into combat and coming out with a newly acquired championship. And that's what's going to keep our sport alive. Not the kids doing the flippity-floppity crap that are going, oh, did you see that? I made that. They're going to put me on a video game. Nobody cares. Morons.
Right.
Because when you're injured, when you crack your head in the first 3 years that you're in the business and you're going to be eating your meals out of a straw when you're 65 because the dementia is going to set in, no one's going to care about how many high spots, how many flips you did. But you look at people that have been multiple-time champions in our business, those are people that are remembered. I mean, hell, I talk about Jim Landis, who held the title in 1930s. This is almost 100 years later. I'm still talking about Jim Landis. But I'm sure as hell not going to talk about the kid that jumped off a balcony and missed the table and cracked his head on the concrete floor because he was stupid. Yeah. I don't even know who that kid is.
I still see online. Tootsmont, like, carrying his trainer, pictures of him, still sharing with him.
Oh, I mean, you know, it goes without saying, Steve. It's like we talked about last Thursday. You know, have certain families always taken an interest in our sport? Absolutely. Are they still taking interest in our sport? No comment.
Interesting.
I agree.
I just don't see the point in taking those unnecessary risks. I mean, especially if you have a family, you know. They're not.
Well,
how selfish is that? Just to get the pop, how selfish is that to chance you, like Chad saying, you know, sucking your food out of a straw and having them having to take care of you because you couldn't get over in the ring. You had to, I don't know, do something.
I learned my lesson many years ago about where my place is in this business. You know, I've climbed into the squared circle, and I've done battle on a few occasions. And, you know, before my last match, I went and spoke with my wife, and I said, honey, I got this match coming up, and it's going to be great, and this and that. And she looked at me like, you're an idiot. You're going to get hurt. I said, no, I'm not. You got to understand. I need your support. She goes, no, I'm not going to support someone who's stupid. I said, but, honey, it's the biggest thing I'm ever getting into. And you know what her response was? The biggest thing you ever got into was your pants.
Well, I'm going to add something to your story. Yep, I'm going to add something to what you were saying. There's a kid to this day from 20 years ago that probably is still thanking me for saving his life. I was in somewhere in Georgia. It was either Cornelius or something. I don't know. Anyway, working a show with some buddies. And a promoter, some people didn't show, so he said, hey, you and your two guys that came with you, you want to do a six-man against my rookies? As we said, sure, why not? So we pretty much ready to go, got in the ring, things went haywire, everybody hits the floor. This kid is running, nobody's paying attention. This kid hits the ropes and comes flying out of the ring. I went, that's not smart. And if I hadn't caught him, he would be sucking his food out of a straw for the rest of his life. Now, I could have been the veteran guy and said, you know what? I mean, I'll sidestep you, and you'll hit the mat and can do that. I hit the floor, but I didn't. I was the only one paying attention out of everybody on the floor, out of the other five people on the floor. And I'm like, and I told him, when I got in the back, I said, you don't ever do that, ever. I said, nobody was paying attention to what you were doing.
Right.
So
exactly.
You can't
exactly.
You can't do that. So we have. I want you to go ahead and promote again. We got about 4.5 minutes. Go ahead and promote your stuff for the match in Tennessee again. Let everybody know where you're going to be, what's going on. Chaz, I'll give that to you before I thank Joey
sure.
for being here.
Sure. July 23rd in Ripley, Tennessee, we are going to defend the Italian-American Heritage Championship and challenge for the Pro Wrestling Mid-South Unified title on a title-for-title match. And then July 24th in Dyersburg at the Herb Welch Arena, we're going to defend both of those titles. I mean, you know, everybody says, oh, Chaz, you're being presumptuous. Sure I am, but I have enough confidence in my client that this is going to be the outcome and this is going to be the desired result, and it's what's going to happen. So if you're within that area, come out and check us out live. I mean, ticket prices are starting at $5 a piece. You can't go
wow,
to the
that's
movies
amazing.
For $5. Isn't
nope,
it, though?
That's amazing. That
isn't
is amazing
it, though? I mean,
you'll
be, your chance
exactly.
to, you have your chance to meet myself, to meet Joey Chichi live and in person. We'll have merchandise available. We'll have Greg Anthony's title
awesome.
Available once we take it off his waist. I mean, you know, it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a great weekend, actually.
It'll be a beautiful
absolutely.
Thing.
That
be a
is absolutely
thing.
Awesome. Absolutely, sir. We want to thank you for being here. You come back anytime, Joey, anytime.
Thank you.
You want to hang
thank
out,
you.
Want to be on the panel, you want to listen to what we have going on, not a problem. You want to do a part two. Maybe we ought to do a part two after your weekend in Tennessee. We'll have to see. We could do
sure.
that. So, yeah. I want to thank Sinister. Do you have anything going on?
No. They,
any
uh,
shows? Anything going on? You working any shows?
Yeah, we got a show this Saturday at the Boys and Girls Club downtown in Augusta, Georgia. And unfortunately, my MMA match, well, excuse me, my jiu-jitsu tournament for the 27th of August was canceled due to low attendance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you got a match this weekend. Is Susan going to be down there too?
Hopefully, I think she will. I haven't heard anything from her. Or, you know,
okay.
Heard anything from
her. I talked to her. So this is still Mike's show, right?
Right. Right.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Do me a favor. Talk to Mike. I wanna get a hold of him. Okay.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I sure will.
Yeah. Thank you. Steve Logan, Stellar Steve, and all your social media. What you got going on, buddy?
Not much. Just you can reach me at Stellar Steven. Thanks for having me on. Talk wrestling.
As always.
Yeah, back to you, Bob.
Hey, man, keep that jiu-jitsu going. Hopefully that works out for you.
Oh,
we
yeah.
got a couple of
I
minutes.
I did it years.
We got a couple.
Wish I,
yeah.
Wish I did it years ago, but, you know, John Danaher videos and hearing Sinister got me the itch.
Well, I tell you what, once you get going a little bit, I'm sure we can get you down here for maybe a weekend or a week, take some vacation, get with Sinister. You know, he could probably teach you some stuff too, so that would be awesome. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like
you
it.
Go.
Sinister, stretch him.
Okay.
I deserve it.
That is not right. That he deserves it. Joey, as always, great. Congratulations to you being the Italian-American Heritage Champion, being voted for that. They gave you a beautiful title. That's awesome. Good luck. Hopefully you will be a double champion coming back to Chicago with Chaz Moretti. Dr. John, are you still there?
Yes, sir, and I'll say thanks to everybody. Thanks to Transamerica for supporting us. Thanks to WLSC AM and FM Myrtle Beach, Loris. And we will see you next week, 9 p.m. on Pro Wrestling Interviews. See you, Velvet. Have a good one.
All right, everybody, good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
All right.